David, it is my duty to inform you that we have started recording, so I am going to need what I always need before
parental
a show.
Consent. We're going on a field trip, ladies and gentlemen.
Give me a goddamn countdown, David. And if you start at 10, God help you.
We're going to do a top 10 my favorite numbers starting at 10. All right, 5, 4, 3.
And we are back.
Yes.
Joined always by
Dave G.
Dave G. And I am, of course, Travis Cutt. And I was Travis Cutt last week. And I'll most likely be Travis Cutt the week after.
Cutting it up.
All right. That's quite enough of that. I am not nearly stoned enough to find that amusing. So what's up, David?
Well, definitely not air turntables. That's going down.
Alright.
The clouds are up today.
They sure are.
It's raining, and I'm not too happy about it.
I can understand that. Have you noticed that when we never plan anything out at the beginning of the show, it always sucks?
Yeah, it's not the most exciting beginning of the show that we've had.
Fuck, we should just get stoned right away, man.
No. Because it's nice to have some kind of reference point to go from, mentally speaking.
It's better to start the show off shitty so it gets better.
Are these guys actually retarded, or is that some weed in their lungs?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, should we just start with the reading of Christwire?
Yeah, it's kind of a weekly segment now.
I guess, man. I'm loving it, though.
Let's keep going with it.
Make up a jingle. Make up a jingle for this segment.
All right. I think it should have some kind of choir-like appeal. We'll try to go with the whole Christian...
Really? I was thinking of making it, like, really snazzy, like, you know, like, Christwire, they're all going to hell. Christwire.
Dee-dee-dee. All right, there we go.
Today's article, I think it's important that we say that we do not agree or promote the website in a positive manner. We only wish to make fun of these ridiculous people. Not their religion, but the fucking shit that they come up with. Would you agree with that fact?
They come out with some pretty out there ideas.
Remember, something. I think some of our past favorites have been blacks. Scarier at night? Question mark?
Exclamation point.
Yeah.
Also,
yeah.
Justin Bieber. Lure for your girls?
Yeah, luring like your white teen girls. Oh, I gotta stop. I'm turning myself on here.
Yeah. And then the last one that we did last week, black people hiring your teen daughter pop sensation.
Oh, yeah. That was a good one.
$80,000, the price of fame.
$80,000.
Current going rate.
Jesus. There's a lot of things I'd sell for $80,000.
Your soul.
My dignity. My soul.
All
of the above. So this week's episode, or reading, of Christwire, the title is, Sodomy is Never the Answer. No exclamation mark. Well, never.
I bet it's come up on Jeopardy at least once.
Hi-yo! Alright, so I'm not going to read it all, but we'll just kind of skip to some of the funnier shit that they write. Starting off the bat... One of the growing tragedies we have in the United States is the new popularity of sodomy during intercourse. Ever since the homosexual lifestyle became so visible and popular, straight couples have been tempted to experiment with this incredibly painful fornication situation.
Let's just make it clear for those of our listeners that don't know what sodomy is. Mm. It's not something that's kind of like Saddam Hussein would probably do.
No.
It's something
sex,
you know,
in the bum.
Oh.
There's no need to...
Really?
To
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All those times in Cub Scouts, you were sodomized, David.
Sodomy. Okay.
That's disgusting. Now, to avoid pregnancy, more and more teen girls are giving in to peer pressure and trying this extreme hardcore sexual perversionary act. Where the fuck were these teen girls
extreme
when I was a
sexual
teen?
Perversionary.
Perversionary. Sadly, many people today are unaware that sodomy is biblically immoral and that it's extremely unclean and unhealthy.
I think that's a given. When you're smelling poop, there's probably something
You're doing something wrong.
Could be sanitized in the vicinity.
Well, anyway. I guess you fall on one side of the fence, the sodomy fence.
The sodomy fence.
David's not a big fan of sodomy. Well, not to have done to you.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
There's anything wrong with that. But
just make sure you get yourself a nice pipe cleaner first and
fuck. And right underneath this paragraph, there is, of course, this picture.
Oh, it's Glenn.
It's Glenn. No way. For those of you who are listening, the picture is of, it looks like Freddie Mercury, circa 1980, but like exaggerated to the point, like he's got like a huge handlebar mustache, which actually I'm a little jealous of, because it's a pretty nice mustache.
Not to be confused with the Dirty Sanchez.
Not confused with the Dirty Sanchez, Jesus. Yeah. In this select subculture, men who take the active role during sodomy are awarded special status among their peers. In the gay dialect, there are over 100 words to describe the coveted top man. That's like the Eskimos have like 1,000 words for snow. The gay man has 1,000 words for top man. These types often garnish their persona by adopting an exaggerated masculinity. Flannel shirts, hard hats, leather costume, work boots, thick black chest hair, gym bodies, and mustaches. On the flip side, the receiver, in quotation marks, adorns himself like the anxious peacock to attract a mate with colorful clothing, flippant hand gestures, and a high voice. When these two types come together, it's a ritual dance too absurd to be witnessed.
It's like the yin and the yang,
the
baby.
Yin and the yang.
Just interconnected. Anus.
Skips down, blah, blah, blah. For married couples, the interest in sodomy comes out of a physical frustration or boredom. As years of marriage drag on, men and women seek thrills to feel the same rush of their first copulation experience.
Yeah, well, you know, save the best for last, I guess. You know, you don't want to just break that.
You don't want to just start with the ass. You got to build up to it.
Cool to keep it there. It's like your reserve gas tank, you know?
Oh, Jesus.
Like, you can do your business, you know, get the job done. Yeah. And in hole number one. But, you know, if hole number one goes down, you know, it's in for service. You're going to want your backup hole there ready to go. And not, you know, abused.
Backup
raw.
Hole, literally.
Yeah. literally speaking here.
Now, this is what they suggest, which I found kind of funny. What these couples really need is to find pleasure in parenting. To take joy in the athletic and academic success of the children. To be humble but hardworking members of their community. It's like that's an alternative.
To bum sex.
To bum sex.
Why can't you have your cake and eat it too?
Fuck. It's like, fuck, I just want to ram some ass today. I'm just going to take pleasure in my parenting.
Yeah, go out. Hang out with the kids.
But I just can't get rid of this raging boner that I have. It needs to be pleasured by an ass.
The ass will be there waiting when you get home from hanging out with the kids at the park.
Jesus. All right. Where is this? Where did I get down? Okay. Teens believe sodomy is a cool thing to do. It's like cigarettes and MTV.
Well, you know that hip-hop song. Fuck it in the bum. Fuck it in the bum.
Fuck it in the bum.
Fuck
bum.
It in the bum. Fuck it.
Bum, bum bum. Sex. Skeet skeet. That's a little John thing.
Sodomy.
Sodomy.
Yeah.
Sodomy. Sodomy. You bitch.
Yeah, sodomy. Everybody.
Oh, fuck. Like it's the cool thing to do. Like cigarettes and MTV. When was this written? 1992.
Yeah, times have changed a lot. We're living in a much more progressive society. Open to bum sex.
Oh, so open to bum sex.
It's out there, you know?
So it says, goes on to say, something they want to try because their parents hate it. Yeah, fucking right. Anal intercourse provides our children an easy way to experiment with sex without the fear of pregnancy. But it really isn't fun. In fact, hard sodomy can be quite upsetting for a girl. This type of experimentation can also lead young men to try new things, to pull the same trick on their fellow boys. I don't see the correlation. So you have a girlfriend, you do it in the bum, and you're like, you know what would make this even better? If you had a penis.
Oh, yeah.
And I only had one choice in the whole.
Yeah. No, it's nice to have variety, like options. Not to that extent, but, you know, when you go to one side of the male-female fence, you have two options.
This whole...
And three, if you want to get specific about it.
This whole idea that people can be convinced or tricked or swayed into being gay is so absurd to me.
Yeah.
Because I just don't think it works that way. I mean, look at rap music. How many young white boys have, like, adopted the black culture? But that doesn't make them black.
Not on the outside.
Yeah, fuck. But, definitely not in the pants.
Yeah.
Hi-yo!
But on the inside, it's another story.
I just... It doesn't... For me, it's like a false, like, statement. You're proceeding from a false statement, so everything you that's built upon this premise is false because the foundation is false.
I attribute it to chemical warfare. Through our water system and other
what?
Things.
Gay?
Well, there's something called BPA, bisphenol A, that is an artificial estrogen, basically.
Okay.
So guys are getting pumped full of all these female hormones, and it's causing them to become more,
less masculine. But we all get that then, I assume, across the board.
Right? Yeah, some more than others. If you're a hardcore tap water drinker, or, it's a lot of, certain canned food have more than others, this bisphenol A or whatever you want to call it, and,
I see what you're saying, I just don't...
I can't attribute all of it to that.
I mean, the scientific facts state that, like, the homosexual brain, be it male or female, is wired differently than the straight brain. It's like when people say, I was born gay, I believe that's the case. They were born different. Just like some people are born straight. And the whole thing is like, well, when did you know you were gay? Well, when did you know you were straight?
I still attribute it to chemical imbalances of some sort in the body, I guess.
But imbalance implies that there's something wrong. Just different.
Well, there's nothing wrong with it in the first place, but it's... I think naturally, man is supposed to go to the woman, and you look at nature.
Do you really buy that shit, though? But look at nature. There's examples of...
Let's look at monkeys, for example. Like, they do have bump sex. There's not a lot of animals that have bump sex, but monkeys do it, and they do homosexual bump sex.
So how can it be, like, if your statement is that in nature... requires a man to be with or a male to be with a female, and we look at nature and that's not the case, then how can that...
It is the case except for monkeys and humans.
No, there's examples of all different types of animals.
But straight up bum sex?
No, but homosexual behavior. I mean...
Yeah, that's fine.
I've seen two female dogs humping.
But you don't see, like, two dogs, you know...
Yes, I
just... Two male dogs in the bum, you know?
No, but they hump each other.
Yeah, but that's different. That's a display of dominance. And that's the same goes for monkeys. That
so if I were to hump you right now, it would just be a display of my dominance? A
very awkward one, yes.
Let's hope Sean never discovers this fucking way of showing his dominance.
Yeah, but, that's what it is in nature for dogs and monkeys anyway. They're not sexually attracted to the... You know, monkeys, if there's a dominant one, they'll show their ass and bend over in front of them just out of respect, you know? Offering them that, they're like, here, it's there, you want it, just let me know.
I'm just throwing it out there, you know, you can take it, you can leave it.
But it's not specifically homosexual, like, you know, you don't see them flailing their arms around and stuff.
Hello, I'm a gay monkey.
Yeah, so.
Let's go see Rent.
But yeah, I don't know.
I just think it's all bullshit,
all throughout history, you know, back to Greek times, they had all these big baths with homos going on.
It's just, to me, it's just so irrelevant. It's so fucking silly that this is even a debate. I mean,
Are we debating anything right now? Or?
No, these fucking people that write these articles think that there is a homosexual agenda. You know what the homosexual agenda is? Not to get their ass kicked for being gay. That's, like, number one priority if the gay agenda exists. It's like, or they all get together, and after they have bum sex, they all sit around, and the agenda is, you know what would be nice? To not get our asses whooped every time
The submissive gay would go for the very dominant style of gay because they feel like it's a type of protection from their flamboyancy.
Oh, God. I'm starting to think that you're the one who wrote this article, David.
Yeah, well, you never know who's behind the curtains in these online chat forums.
It says, written by DG, Ass Lover. What does that even mean?
Ass Lover 69.
At Vancouver.com. Yeah. Fuck. Yeah. I just think it's ridiculous. Everything on this website is fucking silly and stupid. And I see why Robbie Mayhem thinks that this is a joke website. I don't agree that it's a joke website, but I can see why he would think that. I mean, it's just so fucking absurd.
It's a trolling site just to get people upset about stuff and get them all emotional.
Fear-mongering over nothing.
Yeah. But it's good entertainment.
It is. Well, it's good for us because I get to read it and laugh at these crazy fucking people.
So, are we...
And Glenn, what do you think Glenn would say if he was here? Look at this picture, and what do you think Glenn would say right now if he was here?
He'd say, well, we'll be right back after these quick messages from Chronic Fatigue.
I just say, like, look at this fucking guy. No, he was like born gay. There's no amount of estrogen in water. There's no amount of glee. This guy didn't watch too much Glee and then just wake up.
He looks like one of the more dominant ones, you know?
Yeah, but what the fuck does it matter? He likes the company of men.
Girly men. He likes the company of men.
I don't know. Maybe this guy's a sweet ass queen. Maybe he just loves
It seems like when you're gay, you gotta choose either the crazy flamboyant, you know.
You don't know many gay people, do you?
Or like the biker style, like Glenn here.
Like our friend Glenn.
Yeah.
Now, what would you say to Glenn? He's like, hi, David. I'm Glenn. I've been working on this mustache for 8 years, and I think it's absurd that you think that estrogen made me gay. I'm gay. I was born gay. Defend yourself, young man.
Well, first of all, I appreciate your handlebar mustache greatly, and it demands respect, so I will give it to you.
I'm glad you noticed, David, because I've been working on it for many years now.
But, you know, if you're gay, that's your business. It's not illegal in this country that we live in. Canada.
You're making yourself seem so fucking bad, David.
So
You're making yourself seem so fucking bad right now, David.
Well, I'm just like, there's nothing wrong with being gay.
But. Just leave the statement.
No, I was just saying but as in like ass. Just to get his attention.
There's nothing wrong with being gay.
If I went vagina, he could just like look away in the other direction. He doesn't care.
Now, with all of this, like clear defense of homosexuals and stuff, I will say this. I personally cannot see how anybody would want to engage with Glenn opposed to Glenda. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, I guess that's why I'm straight. Because I can't see the attraction. You know, like, you're a good-looking young guy.
Well, you
I can admit that. I'm secure enough with my masculinity.
I like to think that anyway. You know, I go to the metro town, the women, you know, I gotta dodge them. They just come out right in front of me, coming at me like, jeez, like, you gotta stay in your lane. But,
you're an Asian woman magnet.
Yeah.
Look at you.
I say.
And as soon as you gain the ability to tell them apart from each other, you are gonna be dangerous.
Yeah. It's on.
It's on.
Like Supercron.
Sound like super grunt. Well, I think we've reached. What are we at here? Ugh,
at least 15 minutes.
Yeah, we're at like 18 minutes. Let's take a quick break. Let's smoke some pole, and we'll be back right after these messages from Glenn. Hi, everybody. I'm Glenn. And we are back.
Welcome back, everybody.
Me and David were just talking about how fucking old we are. We're not even that old.
Been around, man. Been around since the 80s, yo. Early 80s.
Yeah, but how much of the 80s do you remember?
Man, I was there. Grandmaster Flash. Fucking Run DMC.
All things you heard about later Flash in the 90s.
All that stuff. Actually, that Black Sheep was the 90s.
I was just going to say. Man, Nirvana killed it in the 80s.
Man, Weird Al Yankovic. I've been there. All since the starting.
I think the 90s will soon be like the new 80s in that we will look back at it and be like, fuck, that was the worst time in history.
I always wondered throughout the 90s, or I guess it was the 80s and the 90s, what the albums would sound like.
Yeah.
The sounds of the 90s. You know, what is going to be on that in the 90s? Like, you just can't fathom it, what would be on that. But now here we are. It's a decade, a solid decade after the 90s.
Yeah.
And, you know, what do you think, what's on that list?
What's on the music list? Songs of the 90s. Like, the top?
Well, I guess... The top, yeah. The ones that just say 90s, you know?
Macarena, right off the bat.
Macarena.
That song, that must be the Japanese version.
No, they do that though.
Macarena for sure. Probably an MC Hammer track or two.
If it was a little bit taller.
Oh, Ski-Lo? There's no way Ski-Lo would make the list. He's not making the list.
I think of the 90s though when I hear that. Late 90s.
Well, yeah, but that's because we were there. That song doesn't, like, epitomize the decade.
Hieroglyphics, 93 to Infinity.
Oh, right, God.
I'm throwing it in.
You just pick an underground track that you like. You gotta think about the Spice Girls.
Nirvana, there's some Nirvana
fucking for sure.
Sounds like Teen Spirit.
Yeah, that would be probably obviously track number one.
Maybe Jeremy from Pearl Jam.
Jeremy Spoder. Yeah.
All right, let's do it. Live at the... Metro Town Theater. Wait, where are we again?
So
where am I?
Where am I? Why are the walls white? So, okay, Nirvana. All right, I'll give you some Pearl Jam. I still think we got to pick the songs that are, like, stupid that we don't like, but are so 90s.
What's the Titanic song?
Oh, good one. Fucking Celine Dion. Yeah, Celine Dion from the Titanic. That's a good one.
Rose.
No. Rose.
Take your clothes off.
All right, let's expand on this. We got a pretty good list here. What about movies that are so 90s? I guess Titanic would have to be on there.
Okay.
What else was really, really
good? We're just forking this off into, like, more...
That's what we do here.
All right, cool.
We fork off.
Yeah.
For 1 hour.
Fork off, man.
We just fork off for 1 hour every Friday.
All right, so we got Titanic. That's probably, like, 7 or something.
I'd say Scream for the horror movie first. Genre.
Okay.
The first one was a pretty big fucking movie.
We're just going to keep this going like a flow of conscious type of thing. Yeah. So we got Scream 1, Titanic.
What else?
Wayne's World is on there. And I think
Wayne's
so.
Wayne's World. Anyway, yeah, all right. Sure, why not?
It's very 90s.
That is pretty fucking 90s. 90s were shitty.
First Matrix.
Oh. Don't even get me started. That was the that was the movie that I've seen the most time in theaters, and it was 7 times I saw that. Wow. Like, when I hear people talk, like, old fogies talk about Star Wars and how they were, like, just blown away. They've never seen a world that was that in-depth and it had such amazing special effects, and they were like, we just had to go see it a bunch. And now I watch it, and I'm like, what a pile of garbage.
Yeah. All right. So that's probably like almost number 2, maybe 1 on the list.
Yeah.
Matrix, Terminator 2 in the early 90s.
Whoa. That's still a good movie,
huge.
Man.
Big
that's
time.
Still a good movie.
Yeah.
The effects. I mean, they only had CGI for the T-1000.
Some guy from Ontario did that too. He went to Oak. What was the Oakville School? Sheridan or something. Just one dude did that in Canada. Did the Mercury effect for
really?
1000, yeah. Back in the 90s.
Props to you, senior.
Yeah, it's a good Canadian. Got a shout out to the Canadians out there. They're doing good work. But I think maybe even the number 1 for the 90s. I think you might agree, maybe. I don't know. Jurassic Park.
Oh.
Jurassic Park was big time. Fucking.
I watched a documentary about Jurassic Park. I don't know whether if it was a DVD extra or if it's just something I saw at the time. But originally they had planned to use... excuse me. Originally they planned to use stop motion for the dinosaurs.
Which was how most things were done.
Which were how most effects were done.
At that point in time.
And I'm sure this story is not 100% correct, but this is what I remember it as, almost like a laugh. They were like, you know what? Let's try this computer
crazy
graphics
thing called CGI.
I hear they can use computing devices to make images, and they showed the image to the guy that did the stop motion. Just, I guess they got them done at the same time or whatever, and the guy that like would probably have made $1 million doing all the effects for it was just like, you got to go with the fucking CGI.
Yeah.
I would be lying to you if I told you this was
coming unto his own at that time.
Yeah.
This was like 1991, 92, maybe. 93? I don't know. Somewhere in there. But computers were just finally starting to figure the shit out. They weren't so buggy. They weren't just like a black screen with a blinking green light anymore.
Well, it did the trick for a while.
Yes, it did.
I don't even know what that means.
It created dinosaurs on the screen, and people were freaking out thinking that they recreated real dinosaurs.
Well, only stupid people.
Well, I was not that intelligent at that point in time. And I heard they fucking had a movie with dinosaurs coming out. I was shitting my pants. I'm reading all these books growing up as a kid, like looking at dinosaurs, and like, holy crap, I wish I could see one of those someday. And then all of a sudden the radio... Yeah, it's got real walking dinosaurs walking through Jurassic Park. Coming to the theaters. I'm like, holy crap, they've done it. They recreated the dinosaur.
Well, I'm really glad you got a lot smarter since then, David.
Well, to be honest with you, they're actually doing
that. I still believe
it. No, in Japan right now, they are working on creating a dinosaur.
I'm pretty sure all of that frivolous fucking scientific study has stopped in Japan at the moment.
I should do a search for that, because seriously, there's... some real research going on into that, and some massive advances. It's year 2011 now. It's not 1993 Jurassic Park. It's been a long time. We've had about 20 years to perfect the technology since, you know, Hollywood did their little.
Yeah, but just because Hollywood made a movie, that doesn't like increase scientific study in real life.
It sets a checkpoint. You know?
It shows it what it could be, but. Yeah. It's like saying, like, man, after Total Recall came out, the experimentation in genetic research to give a woman 3 boobs just went. It just took it to a whole other level.
Look at the airport now. You got to walk through a bone scanner, you know, giant system. The bone scanner. You got to walk through it just like in the movie where Arnold is in the airport or whatever.
Bring this scene to life for me.
You know what I'm saying? He's walking down with a briefcase or something, and...
He's got the turban on.
Yeah. Didn't he, like, rip his head off or something? Or pull something out of his nose? I don't know. Just got through doing something like that. It was kind of like The Matrix when he pulls something out of his belly button, but it was through his nose.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
And so he's going through this x-ray machine. Bumps into a lady with 3 massive breastises.
What? You are getting this movie so fucking amazing.
All right, but that's where we've come to this day and age. You go to the airport, and they have the naked body scanners that you have to go through if you get selected. I've never done it myself, no.
We don't have it in Canada.
We have them everywhere in Canada. London, Ontario has it. Vancouver has it. That's the only... I've been to Calgary, they have it. I don't know, I can't speak for the Eastern...
I fly all the time. I've never...
You've never seen that. Well, the last time I was on a plane was a month ago.
Okay, so you've obviously been on a plane.
Yeah, and...
Later.
They're everywhere. Like, after the Unabomber, or the Underwear Bomber, whatever you want to call them, after that happened...
But only for international flights.
I think they'll probably only screen you, but I've always had to go through. They're right in the security checkpoint area. They're everywhere now.
The scanners or the metal detectors?
The scanner... There's metal detector, and then after that, they got this massive drum that you go into. The friggin' thing spins around you. It's a lot of radiation for a human to take on. You know, especially if you're going on a lot of business trips and stuff.
And here I thought Canadians would just not stand for that shit.
Well, they slide it in really quick and say it's for your safety.
That's what she said.
Goes through it. Oh.
Hi-yo!
But yeah, they got a pretty nice archive of naked citizens going on there. And, you know,
did you hear about the Playboy bunny, the model that was selected? No. And she was like, oh, well, isn't this a fucking coincidence?
No kidding.
Here I am in line, and I'm a fucking hot chick. Sandwiched in between Fatty McGee's family and their 3 fat kids and fucking a guy that's 1,000 years old, and I was like selected to have a scan that can see me naked.
It's totally random though. It's
I think people are going to just say fuck it and stop flying.
Yeah, but that's Total Recall. So
I like how we got from there. I don't even know. Yeah, I don't know.
See, then that's we just what we got call out of forking our, off right there.
We just forked off.
That was just forking off to another dimension.
That was a lot of forking off. I'm going to be sore tomorrow.
I'm going to have to build a flow chart for this episode.
But Total Recall.
Yeah, Total Recall. So is body scanners.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see how we ended up. And I mentioned the girl.
But when Jurassic Park. So we're going to have freaking dinosaurs in Japan within 2 years. I'm calling it. 2013, dinosaurs. Japanese style.
When I say Total Recall, is the first thing that comes to mind the girl with three boobs? Because every time I talk to somebody about that movie, that's always like, if not the first thing they say, it's the second thing they say.
And the same goes for Mallrats. Three nipples, not boobs.
Oh.
But maybe not for you, but for me.
No, not for me.
There's something about tri-boob. It gets in the guy's mind. It's a symbol of fertility. You can handle triplets, and it's all good.
Jesus Christ.
I'm just fucking analyzing.
I know. I know. I think you're the reason why we're forking off so goddamn much today.
All right, I'm just going to shut up. Let's read some material. Or you have here, anything you wanted to show or anything for the episode?
Yeah. We'll talk about this now.
Okay.
All right. So, let's give you a little background. I was in the dollar store the other day, and I saw a toy on the shelf, David. I don't know if, like, it won't be as good for the listeners. Of course, let's always do things that are not as entertaining for the listeners as it is for us. It's a good way to roll. But
we can put a picture up.
Yeah, we'll put a picture
up. This is going to be the album art image.
Yeah? Okay. All right. Sounds good. Now, I don't know if I should just show it to you. Okay, I'll just show it to you.
All right, I'll get my camera and take a picture of it right when you show it.
I don't know if I don't. Okay.
Hold on a second. And then this camera takes like.
But then I'll show it to you, and then I want you to describe what you see. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Are you ready? Jesus Christ! Learn how to drink. You ready?
I guess I could videotape. All right. I'll just take a picture. All right. Go.
All right.
The toy pito. The toy pedo. It's pedo. A pedo toy. That's,
okay, first of all, right off...
questionable item you got there.
Right off the bat, just tell me what you see. Like, read the title.
Toy pedo.
Okay. Toy pedo, right? The underwater torpedo. But pedo is in another color.
The torpedo?
Toy is in blue, and pedo is in red. So it almost looks like two words.
Yeah, it's separate.
So you would probably pronounce it... toy pedo.
The toy pedo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, of course, is short form for a pedophile.
A pedophile. Pedophiliac. No.
So already you're going into it like, well, that is a very odd title to have. Because it conjures the word pedophilia.
I would stop now, to think about that if I saw that on now, the show. Like,
instantly, right after you read the title, what captures you? Next.
We've got a great illustration of a young lad here playing with the item in question. Toy pedo.
Is he angry? Is he sad? What expression would you say has on his face?
Well, he's he's hanging in there. He's happy to have his new toy.
I would say it's extreme joy in his young face.
$2.
It costs two bucks.
You can directly see the price that's printed on the package and where the item comes from. And
now, what is right to the left of the smiling boy's face? Aimed right at his mouth.
A dildo. He's got a dildo.
It looks like he has a dildo that he's holding. And like it doesn't even look like it's... like it wouldn't even be his hand because he'd be holding it like this. Yeah. So it suggests that someone else is off frame holding this thing, like guiding it into his face.
And it's definitely circumcised. There's no doubt about that.
If I had to draw a penis... it would not look as realistic as this penis right
pretty
here.
Pretty graphic here. Like, I don't know. We're going to have to censor this on the cover art and show this.
If you if you see there's movement lines around the penis that suggest that
motion.
It's like...
It's in motion right now.
And it looks like it's gliding. Like, Like, there's no reason for it. Like, if he had it on, there'd be no reason why he would aim it at his face and then let it, like, move towards his, very specifically, his mouth. It's not even, like, aimed at anywhere else.
Heat-seeking missile is locked on target.
To his mouth. So the penis is now aimed towards his mouth. If you look right to the right
of... If you travel just... If the velocity continued just past the boy's face...
You can see there's some sort of, like... It looks like something wet.
Splotchy discoloration.
It looks like something has, like, shot out wet right by his face. Like, just narrowly missing his mouth.
Yeah, with a pattern of ricochet.
You can see it. It's hit with some force.
Yeah.
It hit and then spread out. And, I'm pulling a Dexter here.
No, this is like the JFK assassination here.
Back, like, and to the left.
Yeah.
So back and
so
to the left.
So you can see the young lad here. That's exactly the scenario here.
And
back
if
and
this
left.
Is his head, the hand is so disproportionately large. Again, suggesting that someone is holding this object just out of frame.
The fingers are pretty chubby, and the kid has no neck.
Yeah.
Or body.
This is
a questionable device here. I don't know.
You got a little drippage down the side.
Yeah.
I don't know what they were thinking when they made this fucking thing.
Well, obviously... It ended up at the dollar store, so it didn't make it to the mainstream shelves of, say, Metrotown shopping mall. So it's been through the filter system and been rejected, so now it's $2 at the dollar store.
We should recreate this photo using our heads.
Yeah.
Just to, like, illustrate how filthy it could be in any other context but this.
It's pretty,
It is a dildo,
borderline.
Essentially.
It's borderline. Yeah, you got yourself a dildo here. With wings attached.
So what I want to do from now on is to bring this out every time we get a guest.
All right.
And
just toss it, try to hit him in the face with it, back to the left.
And, and just show it to them. And just, this needs to be shared with the world is what I'm trying
to
say.
Toy Pedo. Yeah, all right, that's our new sponsor of the show.
Brought to you.
Chronic Fatigue.
Brought to you by Toy Pedo.
Toy Pedo. Underwater Torpedo.
We like to rape lots of kids. Toy Pedo.
Toy Pedo.
Fuck.
Yeah, that's weird. Pedophile toy. If you switch it around, it's a toy for a pedophile.
Now, the origins of this are a little bit interesting of how I found it. I walked
in. Are you going to open it or are you going
to
keep it?
No, it's got to be staying in mint condition.
Yeah, you got to keep that in a package.
I don't even want to look at it anymore. It's too ridiculous. So I went into the dollar store. I saw it there. I was instantly was like, this is...
Toy Pedo.
I need to own this. I need to have this. I need to share this with the world.
And for $2, I mean, that's a low price to pay.
And for some reason... Yeah.
Like that.
And for some reason, David, I didn't buy it.
You didn't buy it?
I didn't buy it. Obviously, I ended up buying it.
Did you put it in your pants? And just out of there?
Why are you saying that shit? Because I'm black, motherfucker?
No,
I got to steal it?
Toy Pedo, and you might want to...
Oh, I get it. It's not a black thing. It's a pervert thing.
Excuse me, the Dollarama security comes up to you. Like, you're going to have to bend over and spread your cheeks, sir. Let's oh, another Toy Pedo. We got
this is the 7th time this week.
Yeah. You know we can't restock these things after they've been in your bum hole.
You owe us $2, sir.
Yeah. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Not that there's any... By law, we have to say that when we arrest you.
Yeah.
So I didn't buy it. And it was eating me up inside. So I went back there to get it. Because there was just one. It wasn't like on a shelf. It was just like leaning against something in a basket.
Yeah.
And I went back. Gone. Heart was broken, David. I was like, oh, I missed my chance. My one and only chance for the Toy Pedo.
Yeah.
Went back a few days later. Wasn't even like on a... It's like a mystery magical thing. It just like appeared. It like...
Just hiding out in like the...
It's not like there was a rack. Yeah, exactly. It wasn't
gotta
like...
Go down to the basement section where it's dimly lidded.
Behind the like beaded curtain.
This is where we keep all our Japanese pedo toys.
And it was just there, like God said. Just... Yeah. And it was...
Was it glowing with an aura?
It wasn't, like, on a rack with, like... It wasn't on a rack, like, with 10 other Toy Pedos. It was just again, just leaning against something.
Some tools.
Like, some, it's like it had been picked up, like, a thousand times and always discarded because no one had the balls to go pay for it.
Yeah.
Well, I had those balls.
Yep. Gosh darn it.
The toy now pedo. We're
bringing the toy pedo to the world.
It needed to be
across
ours.
Across the internet. You think they're still making those, or you think they caught on to it and cut it off, and you've got yourself, like, a discontinued item?
I don't know, and if they are making them still, then they are just setting themselves up for failure.
Because if we're going to sponsor them...
No, they're going to sponsor us.
We're going to have to get some to ship out to all our listeners and everything.
Nobody wants this.
Pedos. We'll put our logo on it. No, we don't need to make chronic feet.
Pedophile-based toy.
Toys. That's just weird.
We're sponsored by Pedophilic Toys.
Yeah.
Made by Hasbro.
Yeah.
No worries.
David's Farm was doing that. Remember I told you that story?
No.
Going to David's Farm, and then I realized, like, oh, this guy is some kind of weird pedophile. Like, all these people are messaging me, like, we're going to kill you, man. How do you like hanging out with pedophiles?
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Like, holy shit.
Give everybody a little context, because I always thought that story was pretty funny.
Yeah,
so you were doing your web show.
I was doing my YouTube
channel. Plug it.
I was Dave G TV.
There you go.
YouTube.
What are you doing listening to us? Go to there right now.
Yeah.
Wait. No. Listen to us. And?
No, I don't know. I don't get a lot of views on that channel at all.
Yeah.
So I went on to like the top rated channels. Number one is David's Farm. So I watched like a video of his, and it says,
sounds
like,
suspicious.
David's Farm. Yeah. Yeah. It's got, well, he's got the same name as me, so I'm like, all right.
He must be good.
I can relate to that.
He's a Dave. I'm a Dave.
Yeah. So
he likes boys. I like boys.
I didn't realize that at the point, though. You know, it's just some dude that builds crazy cars.
Yeah. And he's got a good YouTube channel.
Yeah. And then I find out he's like,
No. You wanted to interview him.
I wanted to interview him, but like before
context.
I realized that.
Start, middle, beginning.
Well, like before I realized I wanted to interview him, I was realized where he lives, and it was like 5 minutes away from my house. Like the fucking guy with the top rated YouTube channel.
So you figured, you know what? He's successful in something that I want to be successful in. I'll go interview him.
Yeah, maybe I learn something from
him. Pick
the guy.
His brain a little bit.
The guy makes $1 million a year from a YouTube channel.
Jesus Christ.
He's fucking loaded. And
no wonder he likes boys.
Well, I guess. I don't know. Maybe that...
I don't know what that means.
Who knows, but...
I know,
I
went
so
there
went not
there.
Knowing that, and friggin'... It was cool. We were hanging out. Fucking planes started flying through his field, and I was racing my dad's Subaru vehicle around there.
Did you get a pedophile sense from him? Did he have a mustache?
No, it was weird. And there's just a lot of people. It's a party atmosphere. It's just like going to some, like, fucking big mud truck, you know, party.
Oh, okay.
They're all going racing in the fields and shit. Just
racing. I know someone's house is on fire right now, but god damn it, we're
emergency.
Doing a podcast here.
Yeah. But anyway, I don't know. I went down there and checked it out. It was cool. It was a big party. And, I put the video up on YouTube and got like 15,000 views overnight on a video that I took there.
Sweet.
And friggin'
got
asked by Google to put advertising on it. And I was like, yeah, I'll put advertising on that. Fucking made like $150
Jeez.
Just from advertising on that video. Although my Google account got canceled, so they erased all the funds that I made.
Why?
Because I said, like, click here on the ad to support the show on a website that was totally separate from YouTube. So I lost all that money.
David.
But that's alright. I don't need sponsors on the show or to have Google.
I don't need sponsors.
But anyway, I put the video up and it's cool, but he's got a lot of haters, right? So he's like, they start posting shit on my videos.
And what did they start saying?
I don't know exactly, but just saying, like, you know, they were very threatening, and you like hanging out with like a pedophile, and like, what is that all about? And then you go to these guys' channels, there's like a video of like Dave's Farm guy sitting there with like I think it was his son on his lap driving a truck or something, you know.
Suspicious.
Is it a little bit, but you know, you see. Like guys, if they have a son,
yeah. Well, yeah, I know.
Teaching him how to drive.
I can see that,
but I don't know. Everything was kind of sketchy. But apparently, he's got some kind of
record.
He's
got a rap sheet.
So I don't know.
So you were affiliating with a known pedophile.
Apparently, yeah.
No wonder you like that toy so much.
Yeah. Well, that's just weird. It's weird how you get lumped in if you're like doing an interview show or something. You know,
yeah.
You, like, interview the wrong person, and all of a sudden.
You think
it's
true. You think
you know?
somewhere in time, somebody had like a really legitimate good show, and they're like, our new guest Hitler, upcoming politician.
Oh yeah, Hitler was huge in Germany before.
And then he's just kicking himself, some Jewish guy.
Once he got into power, shit just changed. But before that, he was a well-respected figure.
You think anybody was like, what happened to you, Hitler? You used to be so cool.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of Germans.
I'm sure a fair amount of Germans did say that. I'm sure a few Jews had a few choice words about that statement as well.
It's possible. I don't know. I wouldn't hold him to it.
So that's the David meets the pedophile stuff.
Yeah, David's Farm.
David's Farm. That sounds suspicious.
I didn't go back there again.
Right?
I went back there with my girlfriend soon. And there was nobody there.
Was he all bummed out that you brought a girl? He's like, ugh. What? I thought you were going to bring your little brother.
Oh, he was cool and everything. I'm glad I went with her, I guess.
Did he touch you, David?
Weird just going by myself.
Did he touch you, David?
No, but he was talking about floppy cocks a little bit. That was questionable. When I heard that was the only thing, though.
It's like, why is your website so popular? Floppy cocks.
Floppy cocks.
Floppy cocks.
Yeah.
Sorry, did you say sloppy cocks? No. No, I said floppy cocks.
No, he told me this whole story about floppy cocks. Why he called his one van the floppy cock van or something.
Oh, God. He's just testing you to see if you're a pedophile, too.
Yeah,
so I call this the old floppy cock van, you know what I'm saying? You're what?
Well, it's just dick humor when it comes down to it. It's nothing different than like an Austin Powers movie, I guess. But
yeah, but Austin Powers movie is a movie.
Yeah, that's true. This guy is all about movie. That's what he does on his friggin'. That's how he makes money from his farm, is making movies.
He makes money off the misery of young boys.
I guess, yeah.
It puts the lotion in the basket. It puts the fucking lotion in the basket.
Yeah, but he's a fucking sick mechanic. And he's got that, I guess.
Weird.
He builds crazy cars where you, like, sit 10 feet in front of where the car is and you can still drive it. Like,
he makes useless
like,
shit.
Like, from a pole kind of thing. Just, like, 10 feet in front of the car. And you can stop it. And,
who
like,
needs that?
Do crazy shit. I don't know. Nobody needs it, but it's like the Red Green Show, I guess.
Mm.
But I don't want to get sponsored. You can check out my videos of that. You're all about the floppy cock van.
Fuck. Suspicious.
But whatever. He's, I guess the police are watching him very well these days.
And rightfully so.
He's always getting his lot raided. He grows catnip on his thing, on his lot.
Weird.
And it looks a lot like weed. And when he got busted, one video, he's like telling the cops to go check out the bud bus. And he's just got a big abandoned school bus full of catnip drying.
What?
The police are just like...
A school bus?
Yeah, that's a little sketchy too. That's questionable. The man has a school bus.
Oh my God.
A big fucking yellow school bus.
He calls the where innocence goes to die.
Yeah.
The school bus.
Yeah.
All aboard, children.
Well, it's just catnip apparently right now.
And then it's filled with broken dreams of the innocents.
Yeah,
oh my God.
I never went back there though, but whatever. It's kind of an interesting place.
That's a good story. I like that.
It does remind me of Michael Jackson's Neverland kind of going on. You know, he had that whole system. I don't know.
Oh God.
It could all just be a conspiracy though.
It could be.
He's got a lot of girlfriends and, you know, in the past, and now he's making millions of dollars and stuff, and they're all kind of...
They're just angry, so they're just saying he's a pedophile?
I don't Jesus. Know. I could see something like that going on, too. I wouldn't...
All right, I think this episode's a little pedophile heavy.
Yeah, too pedophile. You bust out the toy, take pedo.
And this is good, it's comedy gold.
Yeah, it's funny.
All right, let's get off that subject.
Toy pedo. homosexuality... Pedophilia.
This is a weird episode.
Yeah.
Weird episode. Well, for people who don't know, me and Dave used to live together. For how long? A year? No.
6 months, approximately. We got cut short there.
We got kicked out of the place.
Sausage
incident. Fuck. Don't even get me started. What would you say is one of the funniest things that happened? Because so much funny shit happened while we lived together with Sean. What was one of it? What? you had something in mind. What were you going to say?
I don't know. I didn't have anything in mind.
Yes, you did. You got like this big-ass grin on your face, and you stopped. You were shoveling tidbits into your mouth, and then you just stopped and smiled.
Man, yeah.
Say it. What was it?
What? No, I don't know. There's a few circumstances. I didn't know at first there, though, and then, like, after a minute, I thought about it.
Okay, Edge.
Involving what? Certain lesbian sexual activity. That was cool. That's another story, though. That's another humor.
That's another episode. Okay, yeah. You know what? For our decent audience, we should probably leave that particular story out. I love how that's the first thing he thought of.
That's not the first thing, though. Like, there's a lot of shit that goes through my head, but that always stands
okay,
out.
Okay, number two? Number two?
I don't know why.
I wonder.
Oh, the big friggin' pants run around looking like a giant molar tooth through the house.
3 hours? Is that what you said? Yeah, I have a pair of sweatpants that is like a 7XL. And that allows me to take the waistband and stretch it up over my shoulders. And essentially, I look like a giant tooth.
Yeah. So that was funny. That was just running around like that. Brush shoulder teeth. Jumping around.
Oh, God. Yeah. That was pretty funny. Do you remember when Campbell passed out in my room and I was blaring, like, death metal to try to wake him up? Because neither of us wanted to shake him.
Vaguely. Vaguely remember that.
How about Double Sherry Night?
Double Sherry.
Do you remember when I used to drink Sherry and I'd come home from work with those bottles of Hobo Sherry?
Yeah, that was only at the beginning, really, though. I don't know. It seems like you didn't drink that much later on.
I got fired because I was so hungover.
Sherry Night.
Double Sherry Night.
Double Sherry.
That was ridiculous. I've never drank that much Sherry in one sitting before.
Chevy. It sounds very French, and you know, it doesn't sound like what it would be.
What?
Mon chéri.
Mon chéri. Yeah. What about the time that I got up to pee, and you found it appropriate to walk around the house naked?
Yeah. Or did I? Yeah, I was coming out of the bathroom or something.
What's up with that, I was puzzled as to like. Why anyone would just walk around a house they share with dudes naked.
I'm a night crawler, man.
What does that mean?
I
saw your night crawler.
I tiptoe around the house. Well, there was some...
It was like 10 o'clock. It was like 10 a.m., David. It was 10 a.m.
No, it was later than that. It must have been like 2 in the morning or something.
It was light out.
But like my
because
room was,
you were like backlit from the sunshine and your pasty white...
I could basically wrap myself in the curtain right until I got to the bathroom door. And just sneak in there from
What's
the shower
the
curtain.
Point? Why not just throw on boxers?
No, it's not necessary. I'm not ashamed of a manly figure.
It's like, and you covered yourself with a roll of toilet paper that you kept hidden in your room.
It was let's make clear it was a full roll of toilet paper, and it still didn't obfuscate the entire thing. So we got a good 9 inches of girth.
Yes, David, the roll of toilet paper did little to cover your massive schlong.
Yeah, but it was hot, I was relaxed, and that's the night that I came with the nickname All Ball Galinsky.
All Ball Galinsky.
I got
a label you still can't shake to this day.
Yeah,
It's not, like, let's be clear, David, it's not that you have a small cock, it's just that your balls are so humongous.
Yeah.
No, that it dwarfs your cock.
Have you ever saw the episode of South Park where Stan gets addicted to medicinal marijuana?
Oh, yeah.
And he gets ball cancer. I haven't had it really checked out recently, but apparently that makes your balls really huge, so...
Hmm.
Maybe I have so ball it's, cancer.
It's possible.
And then I can just bounce around on my nuts. Boop,
boop, boop, boop, boop, boop, boop.
That's it. So, I don't know.
What else? What was that funny?
I just got really big balls. And when we see those balls, like, oh my. It's like Dave Chappelle.
One of my few friends that I have had the unfortunate pleasure of seeing naked.
Not fully, though. It's not, you didn't see me fully naked. I had
a roll of toilet paper. Yeah, but it
like
I'll never forget.
Chili peppers,
I walked out and I was like so groggy and hungover. And I'm just walking down the hall to the bathroom, and you stroll out. It's not even like you peeked your head around the corner and, like, tentatively, like, rushed out, like, covering yourself. You had, like, a strut about you. like arms flailing, like shoulders back, just like, you know, fuck the world, my cock is hanging out.
Nothing's weighing you down. You
obviously swagger. Nothing's weighing you down, David.
Well, except for your massive ball of sacks.
Sacks. You have more than multiple one. Sacks.
Yeah. A sack for each ball.
Fuck.
It's weird.
That I think is probably one of the funniest things that happened. And you're like, oh, bar, oop, shit. You like so cover it up.
Well, I know not to go to Wreck Beach with you right now, so.
Yeah. You don't want to go to Wreck Beach with me, boy.
No. Alright.
They're like, that man's drifting on some fucking wood he found. Nope. No, sir. That's my flotation device. If you know what I mean.
Excuse me, man. I'm just going to set this down beside you there. Alright. Just moving your knapsack there. Though.
Yeah, yeah. Pardon me. Pardon me, ladies. Yeah, I need two towels. One for me, one for my dongle.
I gotta carry him around in my knapsack here.
I've made a makeshift swing that allows me to carry them. Yeah. Well, should we call it quits?
Yeah, just looking.
You're looking at the time?
At the microphone. I can't see anything on this end of it.
You don't need to see.
You can see the time and everything over
the
there.
The reason why you don't see anything is because you become fixated on the shit.
I'm in the dark, like mushrooms over here. Fuck. I can't see.
Killing your brain like a poisonous mushroom. Deadly. When I hear a dope melody. Anything less than the best is a felony. Oh, Vanilla Ice. Let's just end it with that. Let's just say goodbye.
All right, that's it.
Goodbye.